Versatility. No matter how much you know about the field of your endeavor, unless you can display a general interest in the world at large, no one is going to find you attractive. You and your associates may thrive on speaking for hours without end about the work you are doing, but you will be as unwelcome as a dentist among other people in a candy shop. Keep yourself acquainted with the issues of the day and maintain a few pursuits other than your business. They will broaden your character and deepen your knowledge of yourself as well. If you understand yourself, you will be better able to understand others, and they will appreciate you more for it. Fondness for people. Just as a dog can sense those who do or do not like dogs, people recognize very quickly whether they are dealing with someone who likes other people. They resent those people with a natural dislike for their fellows, and they are attracted to those who possess genuine enthusiasm. Even if you think you can cloak your dislike with appealing mannerisms, others will sense your lack of human affection. Guard your thoughts against uncharitable impulses, and pay particular attention to your temper. Temper is nothing but uncontrolled emotion, and when your emotions are out of control, you may suddenly say and do things which will cause you and others great injury. A person with an uncontrolled temper has a tongue that is mounted on ball bearings and swings widely and freely, with an edge as sharp as a razor blade. Impatience with others is a visible expression of selfishness and lack of self-discipline. So, too, is a constant display of defeatism. You do no one any favors by harping on your recent misfortunes or your feelings of aimlessness. People will forgive those who aim high and miss. A person who not only lacks the get-go to make an effort, but reminds others of it endlessly, shows no fondness for the humor of other people. Show an alert interest, tolerance, and respect for others, and they will instinctively do the same for you. Humility. Arrogance, vanity, and egotism are never found in someone with an attractive personality. Don't mistake humility for timidity. True humility is a recognition that even the greatest folk are, in the scheme of human existence, only fragments of the whole. Recognize that the blessings you have are a gift to be used for the common good, not topics for every conversation. If you struggle with this issue, turn to your alert interest in others to keep you focused on topics other than yourself. As your faith grows, so will your recognition of the importance of the greater world and its value. People who are strong in faith are always humble of heart, and these qualities are always much admired. Effective showmanship. This is the result of the proper blend of many aspects of an attractive personality: facial expression, tone of voice, appropriate word choice, effective speech, emotional control, courtesy, versatility, mental attitude, sense of humor, and tactfulness. Together, they allow you to gain favorable attention whenever necessary. Showmanship does not imply grandstanding, clowning around, wisecracking, or gossiping. These qualities certainly grab attention, but they are tiresome and often dangerous. Effective, positive use of the traits which combine to form good showmanship will serve you well whether you are dealing with one person or a thousand. Clean sportsmanship. Win without boasting, lose without squealing, and others will soon respect you. Athletics can make this a habit in many people, but even if you have never set foot on a playing field or a court, you can inspire others to cooperate with you if they know that at the end of the game, your presence will not be unbearable. Your outside interests are a good place to cultivate this trait. Flexibility, tact, and humility will aid you in its display. Let your manner always be friendly, no matter what the outcome, and people will be glad to have worked with you.